I'm Richard Scarsbrook, and this is one of the stories from my book, Destiny's Telescope. Just so my voice doesn't throw you off, I'd like to mention that the narrator of this particular story is a 12-year-old girl. And the story is called The Twilight Girl. Sunday. Twilight. That little space and time each day where the colorful, sunlit world of normal people overlaps with my own gray existence. Twilight is when I meet with Rachel. Usually, Rachel and I play games or sing songs or tell jokes, and Rachel tells me about the daily exploits of the other children who attend her school, and I laugh and wonder at it all. Rachel's tales of the daytime world fascinate and delight me, give me a glimpse into their world of color and brightness. When I look at Rachel's long, thick black hair and her bronze skin, and then I see my own translucent, waxy white shell, and I feel the wispy fibers atop my head, it is as if Rachel and I are beings from two different planets. Still, Rachel's stories make me feel, for a little while, like a light, crisp leaf released and carried from the shadow of the tree by a friendly current of air. This evening, though, was different. This evening I felt more like a small, gray stone sitting at the bottom of a deep, cold lake. This morning, something happened which reminded me that the glimpses Rachel brings me of her sunlit world are ones that I can never completely share. My name is Luna, after the moon which dully illuminates my life. For 12 years now, since I was born, I've had a condition called porphyria, which means that I am allergic to sunlight. My parents, who both have a much milder form of porphyria, first met at a university laboratory in Toronto during a medical study of the condition. My father came from Prince Rupert, BC, which receives the least amount of sunlight of any place in Canada, and my mother came all the way from South Africa, where she lived in a windowless house, painted white on the outside to reflect the sun's rays. I can understand Mom's desire to stay in a place like Toronto, but Dad's? Anyway, in Toronto, my parents met, fell in love, married, and, stupidly ignoring the reality of genetics, decided to have children. Dad's porphyria-carrying seeds and Mom's porphyria-carrying eggs first combined to make my brother Adam, and 4 years later, me. Rachel thinks the word porphyria sounds like the name of a pretty tropical flower. I told her I think it sounds like the name of a red-skinned, fire-cloaked demon whose very presence melts people's limbs like candlesticks in a furnace. She shrugged her shoulders and said she was only trying to be positive. It's difficult to see anything positive about our condition when you see the effect it has had on my older brother. Mom and Dad found out about Adam's condition the hard way. They were having a picnic lunch on a cool, overcast spring day, one of the few days all year it seemed safe for them to go out. They sat under a huge maple tree, just in case the clouds broke up and the sun came out. Mom and Dad thought they had taken every precaution to protect themselves. For some reason, they assumed Adam had escaped the curse of porphyria because he'd never shown any signs of having it. He hadn't shown any signs of having it because his parents never went out into the sunlight. Adam was just old enough to crawl, and, lured by a glimmering piece of crumpled aluminum foil, his little hands and knees carried him out from under the tree's foliage, just as the sunlight broke through the clouds. By the time Dad sprinted over to grab him, Adam was shrieking as if his lungs were full of molten metal, and that's probably what it felt like. Blisters and lesions were already breaking out on his tender baby skin. His throat swelled up so he could hardly breathe. He threw up. He had diarrhea. The wispy strands of hair on his head fell out within a few days. It was a difficult way for Mom and Dad to discover that Adam had a more severe form of porphyria than either of them did, but I imagine it was much worse for Adam. And maybe it happened as early as that. Maybe that day he was all burned up as a little baby was the day that Adam became the way he would be for the rest of his life, boiling over with rage and anxiety.